This is a teaching, Sunday 4:13-25. It's called Wealth Management. Great, God's Wealth Management. This is going to be short, but I do have some scripture. Yeah, God's Wealth Management. It's just a one page with a few scriptures. Thank you, Lord. Matthew chapter 25. In other words, being fooled, being tricked. The Holy Spirit will tell off on someone trying to trick you or do something nefarious concerning you. Okay.
They read their mail.
Right. Matthew 25. Starting with 14 there. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I've gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I soweth not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers. That's stock market, isn't it, kind of thing? And then at my coming, I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it to him which hath 10 talents. For every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. A talent here says it's a weight or measure or a coin or sum of money. Well, people say, well, my talent is I play the guitar. My talent is I play the piano. My talent is I sing. No, that's not what he's talking about here. This is an exchange. Each given a certain amount of money that will later they will have to give an account for. A stewardship. This is what a steward is. A fiscal agent or a treasurer. Okay, with that, let's go to Luke 16. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig to beg, I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then said he to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteous, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Okay, take with that what you will. Now go to Titus 1:7. Like I said, this is a short teaching. This is Titus 1:7. For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. Steward here, administration of a household or estate, economy. Couple more scriptures. 1 Corinthians 4. One and two. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Whatever God has entrusted to us, we're not to hoard or lay up or do anything other than ask him what he wants done with it. 1 Peter 4:10. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Okay, that's going to be it on that one.